Welcome to Highly Questionable. We don't have to do the Brady Bunch thing today. We get to actually be in person here. That's Diana Rossini. This is Stu Gatz. Diana, what do you like on the show today?
Mitchell Trubisky, shut those TVs off, but leave it on when HQ's on.
Yes, exactly. Let's do this.
I can see my forehead, the whole thing.
Does everyone owe John Gruden an apology if the Raiders beat the Chargers tonight? Hypothetical.
Isn't this the peak of sports journalism today? We come up with a potential result for a game that hasn't happened yet and then analyze said result if it happens. But this one's kind of fair looking forward. Actually, we're probably just making sure he doesn't lose and then we can't talk about it, so we talk about it first. But this one's pretty fair because, look, this was a disaster coming into this season. You had the bad start to the year last year. You had 10 years, $100 million constantly being reminded that's what you're paying John Gruden. And yet you have the Antonio Brown situation, another superstar that goes away before the season starts. It was Khalil Mack last year. And now, they're pretty good. You know, Derek Carr looks like he's actually getting a hold of this Gruden offense. And the one thing we didn't give enough credit to Gruden for was still being a competent, beyond competent, a very good offensive play caller in this NFL. And so you see the offense, you see Carr playing well. And yes, maybe he requires a little bit of an apology if he wins tonight, Diana. I don't think he's going to win, though.
An apology for what? He hasn't done anything. He's 4-4, 10 years, $100 million. Well, I'll say I'm sorry when he wins the Super Bowl. For now, if he beats the Chargers, I'll give him a participation trophy.
That's a lot of Stu Gatz in Diana. I think I like this.
You are sitting with my sister.
It's contagious.
Is Baker Mayfield right that the Browns need to start force-feeding Odell the ball?
Well, Odell wasn't targeted a single time in the red zone in five trips in their last game against the Broncos. And now in this Mary Kay Cabot article out of Cleveland, you hear Baker Mayfield saying maybe we need to push the ball or force the ball in his direction. Here's some of that.
You know, people had this picture-perfect thing that it was going to be sunshine and rainbows. And he was going to have a whole lot of one-on-ones. It's Odell Beckham. He's going to have double coverage. We have to find ways to format things to get him the ball and force feed him early on to where he can make an impact before we can, you know, have the perfect look to give him a shot play. And I think that's something that we learned the hard way. But, you know, I think as the weeks have gone on, we're continuing to improve on how to get the ball to him.
I don't even like the words force feeding it. I think the idea of having Odell Beckham is because you can get him the ball because he's going to get open. It doesn't matter if there are one, two defenders around him. I think there's more of an issue overall with the offense, with Baker himself. Baker's 33rd in completion percentage, an NFL low in rating when not under pressure, okay? So I understand that you have Odell Beckham and you want to do all these things, but you can do a lot of things. You can do quick routes. You can do longer developing routes. There's ways to get him more involved. Force feeding isn't even a phrase that I like.
Well, Baker, the Bills are basically just saying, thanks. Thanks for the game plan, because now we know where the ball is going. You just admitted you're going to feed Odell Beckham Jr. And yeah, you've been struggling trying to find him, but how about just hit the open guy? Remember when Randy Moss played with the Patriots? You think he was out there saying, feed me, feed me? No, Tom Brady just hit the open receiver. That's how you win a game.
Well, here's the other thing. People are ridiculously critical of Eli Manning over the last few years of his career. Eli Manning was able to find Odell Beckham down the field even when he didn't have a bunch of other targets out there, a bunch of other weapons. And this year, Odell Beckham is 91st in catch rate on deep balls. 25% of those that he's targeted for 20 yards or more, he's only caught 25% of those. That is not good. That's why you have Odell Beckham, so you can change those numbers.
But Freddie Kitchens doesn't like stats.
Just feel like I should add something that you guys probably left out. You did leave out. In fact, you left it out, Izzy, okay? Kirk Cousins, just a few weeks ago, started force-feeding the ball to Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, and here we are just a few weeks later talking about Kirk Cousins being in the MVP conversation. Seemed to work out well there, force-feeding.
Who's saying that?
Everyone.
Who says he's an MVP candidate?
I am. Is Mitch Trubisky making things better or worse by wanting to turn off all the TVs in the Bears facility?
All those TVs in Hallis Hall have a lot of criticism of Mitchell Trubisky on them because that's pretty much that's all you hear on sports media. Baker Mayfield, Mitch Trubisky, who's worse? Here's what he said.
trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off because you got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us, what we should do, what we are and what we're not. But they don't really know who we are or what we're capable of, people, or what we're going through, what we're thinking. It's just the outside viewers looking in. And so, yeah, tunnel vision, earmuffs, and just come to work every day and try to get better and get back to what we know we're capable of doing.
Well, I'm definitely going to take the empathetic route here, okay? Because, look, this is Mitchell Trubisky, who is the top 1% at what he does. He is a very, very, very good quarterback. He just happens to be not the quarterback the Chicago Bears need right now. And imagine you being one of the best in the world at what you do, and yet all around you, all you hear is criticism. You say, hey, turn off your Twitter, turn off your... You can't do that if you're walking through work and hearing voices criticizing you left and right. How are you going to even feel good about yourself on a daily basis? I know nobody wants to hear this. I know that it comes with the NFL, but just from the human side, it's obvious that it's hurtful and it's something that he probably shouldn't have to deal with because he is a successful person. So I'm going to let Diana Russini go ahead and tell you what everybody else is thinking.
Well, Mitchell, you should probably grab your remote and turn the TV off right now because I'm going to tell you, you probably shouldn't be so sensitive. And also, if you want those TVs to be turned off, just pick up the remote and turn them off. Don't tell us about it. Every head coach's goal is to keep out those distractions, right? So just tell your head coach, turn those TVs off. Right now, we want to keep everything in-house and stay focused. And grow some thicker skin. You're a starting quarterback.
Well, Mitchell has something in common with Bears fans because every time they turn on the TV and see him, they want to turn it off as well.
Yes.
Was Doc Rivers too honest about resting Kawhi Leonard?
Well, Doc Rivers, the L.A. Clippers coach, of course he's going to respond to everybody complaining about Kawhi Leonard doing the load management thing for the second time in 8 games. Here's what Doc Rivers said.
In the press conferences and media day, it was determined that he was healthy, or he said that he was healthy?
No, he feels great, but he feels great because of what we've been doing, you know, and we're just going to continue to do it. There's no concern here, but we want to make sure. You know, I think Kawhi made the statement he's never felt better. It's our job to make sure he stays that way.
Now, too honest is funny, Stugatz, but yeah. I think this whole conversation has gotten a little bit muddled. Load management and Kawhi Leonard are almost two separate conversations because Kawhi Leonard has a disease of the tendon. It's not some sort of little thing that he needs to try to avoid. It's something he needs to maintain and deal with for the rest of his career. So it's possible without load management, there is no Kawhi Leonard, there is no championship, there is no Clippers super team. So the idea that everybody's getting mad at Kawhi, you're not going to have him in the postseason if you play him every game of the regular season.
Yeah, you know what that's called? Leverage. And Kawhi, he's the best player in the world right now, and he's got all the leverage. So is Doc being a little too honest? You know what Doc's being honest about is what he and Kawhi discussed before they signed him. You know, Kawhi said, hey, I'm going to probably need to rest about 20 games this season. And now it's coming true. So as fans are getting upset and disappointed that they're showing up and there's no Kawhi, you know what's really fun? Saying that your team won the championship.
And to answer the honesty question, to be honest, transparency is great. That's what we want. If we want him to lie to us, do we want him to say, oh, I don't know, he's a little balky? No, he's healthy, but he's healthy because of what we're doing, and we're going to keep doing it. It's not a bad answer.
Maybe we should trust him. After all, he is a doctor. Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
You know... You're supposed to throw the ball into a teammate here, but never mind. Let's just go ahead and do it this way.
Let's go.
Ta-da! It's a little sneak attack. Even Giannis is like, hey, ref, you're going to have to blow a whistle here. This is not right. He said when he started hitting these threes, the air went out of the building because Clippers fans are like, what? He can do that consistently now? And I don't know if he can do it consistently, but he was feeling himself so much that he did a little shimmy after one of these. And if Giannis is doing a shimmy after threes, shut it down the rest of the league because it's his.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Duluth Trading Company. Tough, ingenious workwear designed and tested by tradesmen. Time to play the game that is one of the two college athletes at this table. Taste it, Izzy. Do you question?
You give us the topics and events, and we question them.
What's it supposed to taste like, Stugatz?
Do you question what Eric Bledsoe was thinking?
Man, basketball's hard. Sometimes you can't remember if you're in a practice or if you're at a game, if there's referees or not. Eric Bledsoe clearly forgot where he was when he did this yesterday for the Bucks. you know, you're supposed to throw the ball into a teammate here, but never mind. Let's just go ahead and do it this way.
Let's go.
Ta-da! It's a little sneak attack. Even Giannis is like, hey, ref, you're going to have to blow a whistle here. This is not right. My selfish teammate is inbounding it to himself.
And how about Giannis taking full responsibility, saying that it was his fault? He called the play, and his teammate was just thinking about the play.
Whatever, man. That's just Giannis being too nice of a teammate. That's him being the leader that he is.
Bledsoe's done some good things with inbound passes.
Has he?
Yeah, here's one with the Suns.
Look at that.
Hey.
Boom.
See, offering goes back to himself, puts it in.
But in that one, it's like he knows what the rules are.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, that's a good point.
He's just doing whatever he wants.
Seems like Eric Bledsoe doesn't like to pass to teammates.
No rules against the booty bounce pass.
Do you question if Giannis has finally figured out his jumper?
Oof, this is a scary question. He had 38 points last night, hit 4 3-pointers. Bill Simmons was there. He actually talked to us on a radio show this morning. He said when he started hitting these threes, the air went out of the building because Clippers fans are like, what? He can do that consistently now? And I don't know if he can do it consistently, but he was feeling himself so much that he did a little shimmy after one of these. And if Giannis is doing a shimmy after threes, shut it down the rest of the league because it's his.
He figured it out, and that's the way he's celebrating it. He is comfortable in that zone. And with all the air taking out of that place, yeah, things are just going to get better for him.
I have a counterpoint.
Let's hear it. Oh, man. Oh,
no!
All right.
So he forgot how to shoot the one-pointer, but he can shoot the three-pointer now.
Three's bigger than one.
Do you question if this was an impressive offensive performance?
This is Premier League soccer. This is Tottenham, the Hotspurs, one of my favorite names. What do we got? Okay. This is Tottenham with the ball here.
Nice three-on-one.
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh!
Off the post.
No. Oh! What is happening?
It's like a video game.
Another chance for Kane.
Oh,
what?
Wait.
Get out of here. Look at the keeper just throwing his hands up in the air.
Soccer was like this all the time. I'd watch more soccer.
How am I getting 5 shots on goal within 10 seconds here?
And where's the rest of the defense running back to maybe get involved?
You pray for shots to hit the post like that, and you get another one right behind it.
You see the keeper like, oh, I was so close after I saved 7 of them.
You think that goalie made a save there?
I mean,
he didn't make a single save
there. The post is his.
The post made saves. The crossbar made saves. The goalie didn't make any save there. Not one save.
There won, but look, his act at the end with the hands up in the air, he acted like he did, so I'll give him the credit for it. He at least tried.
Look,
nothing there.
No, he tried. He slid. He ran back.
Nothing there.
He didn't make the save. He tackled from behind.
His teammate made the save.
Illegal.
Here we go. So far, the goalie still hasn't touched the ball.
Useless.
Another
Nothing
crossbar.
There. Nope.
There, yep. Goalie never touches the ball, gets mad at everyone. For what?
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that can't believe I'm still here. See? Or no?
I knew Diana didn't get that right. Nope. You tell us what to watch on TV tonight. We'll tell you if we're intrigued.
Get to go left, right, head. Oh, crazy.
Tonight at 8:30 p.m., Thunder and Spurs.
Sure, why not? We had the Hot Spurs on earlier. These are the room temp Spurs, kind of, because they have Rudy Gay doing things like this at the end of a quarter, trying to get a shot off here, and you'll see, notice the clock, 8.8 seconds left. Somebody needs to advise Rudy Gay because those look like zeros to him. I mean, what is that? Not only do you throw it too early, but you get it off in plenty of time to let the opponent get a shot off. Now, this one doesn't go, but if it would have, classic Rudy Gay and the room temp Spurs. Awareness. It's on 10. It's on 100. How about you, Diana? Are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued. At this point right now, the way I'm viewing the NBA, as long as the superstars are out on the court playing, I'm into it. And as long as it's not the Warriors, because I don't even know who's on that roster anymore.
I mean, nobody really. How about you, Stu? Are you intrigued?
No, but I've actually seen a worse full court shot.
Hmm?
Oh. Your check!
This one gets launched out of the building!
Yeah!
Get that shot out of here!
Look at this.
Hey, At least he knew.
What is he doing?
At least he knew how much time was left on the clock.
Yeah, but he's got a better arm than Mitchell Trubisky. Hey.
You know what? Bet you Mitchell didn't hear that.
TV's on.
Tonight on ESPN, college football, Temple in South Florida.
No, thank you. I kind of know how this is going to go. South Florida played their first game of the season on national television. They lost 49-0. This is their next attempt. Here's their hype video.
All of this movie lost 49-0.
I mean, I'm pumped. I don't know about you guys.
What?
They are pumped to lose by 30 instead of 49.
I mean, this is just the everyday happenings of a football team. There is nothing to be hyped. Diana, are you intrigued?
Yes. I like the idea that they're facing the Owls. The Owls came out strong, start of the year 5-1. They've lost two in a row, big blowouts. I think it's going to be a good game.
All great information. Nobody was paying attention because your sign's upside down. How about you, Stu? Are you intrigued?
Welcome to the show. No, I'm not intrigued. That's the only hype video I've ever seen where there's a slow-mo of a practice punt. Look at it.
Oh, Schneider got on the hype video, though. He made it.
Tonight at 7:30 p.m., a friendly between the U.S. Women's National Team and Sweden.
Yeah, this is in Columbus. The U.S. and Sweden, they played each other in the World Cup. They're two of the best soccer teams in the world. The U.S. has a new coach. He goes by the name of Vlatko Andonovski. Here he was introducing himself to the U.S. fans.
U.S. soccer fans, a new chapter starts today, and I'm so excited and honored to be the new head coach of your U.S. women's national team. You're the best fans in the world, and I can't wait to experience it all in person. We've got big year ahead of us, and your support will be invaluable. Thank you for the wonderful welcome so far. I can already tell this is going to be a lot of fun. Let's get this started.
Yeah! I am hyped up!
It looked painful!
It's like the South Florida hype video.
I am in! How about you, Diane? Are you intrigued?
I am absolutely intrigued now, but I'm also intrigued because Rose LaValle, it's a homecoming for her. She's from Cincinnati, so of course that home crowd's going to love her. And Rose LaValle also got my friend Katie Nolan in a party once, so I love her.
How about you, Stu? Are you intrigued?
See, I'm intrigued. I hope the men's soccer team is watching the women tonight so they can learn how to win an international game.
Yeah.
Tonight on MTV, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation.
I've said this before. It's not your turn yet, Stu. I've said this before. I have no idea where MTV is on my cable. I have never seen any version of Jersey Shore, but apparently one or two people here lived it. Let's just see what we've got.
What happened in Vegas?
I just feel his hand go right on me.
No.
We need to figure out what happened.
She kissed him.
She's full of dog
clown. We have to knock this guy's teeth out or what?
I'm seriously worried about the next time we're going to be together.
She's going to have to deal with me.
How much do you commit to a lie?
This can break up my engagement.
How dare.
It's like Zach's word against Angelina.
You're trying to bribe me now. My wife is a bribe. She's a liar.
Now it's an all-out war.
Thank you, my I swear to
That's why people have rematches.
Happy Jersey Day, everybody. Yeah. Diana's clearly intrigued.
They're all her friends.
Yes, it's really just a look inside my family's living room right there. But why did Angelina go grab the bottle of wine, not go to throw it? She just went to drink it. It wasn't really to be used as a weapon, but I'm all in. Everyone's fighting over everyone else's boyfriends, husbands, ex-fiancés. Yeah, I mean, it's my social life.
Which one's Angelina? Stu, are you intrigued?
See, I'm intrigued. You going to watch that with your mom tonight?
No, because my mom would be like, we're not really like that.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. Diana, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, the best pregame show in America, Sunday NFL Countdown this Sunday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Check it out. Israel, anything to plug?
I don't have to be here tomorrow.
Izzy, word on the street is you're getting a haircut tomorrow.
Word gets around fast.